Stock, this is Eric Derrick on Donald Brush, BRUSH, Donald, DONALD. Date of birth is 11/30/1972. Date of visit is 2/21/23. Please make a copy for Terry Gilliard, APRN. Gilliard, GILYARD, Terry, TERRY. Terry Gilliard, APRN. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. And past history of pulmonary embolism and lung density. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 50-year-old male who apparently has a past history of COVID-19. Pneumonia also was hospitalized at Halifax Hospital in August of, I'm sorry, September of 2021. The patient had hemoptysis at the time and had a CT chest which showed areas of scarring and a 3-millimeter pulmonary nodule in the left lower lobe. The patient also had a CTA of the chest done in September of 2021, which showed a right apical lung consolidation and a ground glass opacity in the right lower lung with a right pulmonary embolus. He was treated with anticoagulation at that time, which subsequently was discontinued. And the patient was again seen at Halifax Hospital in August of 2022, when a chest X-ray that was done showed no active disease. Period. The patient has been a smoker, a pack per day for over 35 years, and has a cough and brings up whitish yellow mucus. He has a history of bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, and has been on Seroquel and gabapentin. Denied any hemoptysis at this time, but has some shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph, past history includes history of several benign brain tumors at age 7 that were operated upon. He also has a history of fractured jaw with repair of the jaw, and a history for pneumonia and a left lung nodule. Has a history of schizophrenia and history for pulmonary embolism. No other surgical history. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years. Continues to smoke. No alcohol use. Works as a landscaper. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother is alive in good health. One brother was also hospitalized for lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and had weight loss. He has double vision. He has hoarseness and wheezing. He has nausea and abdominal pains and heartburn. He has cough and intermittent hemoptysis and wheezing. He has asthmatic symptoms. He also has occasional chest pains, arm pain. He has anxiety and depression. He has muscle stiffness, joint pains. He has headache and memory loss, and has had bleeding gums and enlarged glands. Next paragraph, med list included Seroquel 300 milligrams, such as gabapentin 600 milligrams TID. Next paragraph, physical exam, this, can you mention allergies? None listed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, or leg edema. Blood pressure 115 over 70, pulse is 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 141, saturation 98. HENT abnormal, phallic pupils reactive and equal, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the bases. Occasional crackles to the lung bases with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, someone S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the one pus with no gross motor left. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is a history of hemoptysis. And number three is a left lung nodule. Number four is schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And number five is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest with contrast. Also, get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and blood gases. He was given Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for exacerbation of bronchitis, and given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done, and he was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. So this is a copy of this for Terry Gilliard, GILYARD APRN.